Welcome back to another episode of Welcome Christ Podcast, show where we inspire the masses to become financially free while building God's kingdom. Now, today is your boy Dami, and today we're going to talk about focusing on you till the focus is you. So oftentimes, you know, we as people, we want to reach success, we want to have the power, have all these accolades, you know, we want people to recognize us for the things that we do. But oftentimes we never want to grind. We never want to, you know, understand, build a proper discipline, you know. So when you are this, you know, the spotlight, you are the main event, you know, you're able to handle situations, you know, things, it's easy to grow and fix things, you know, when you're not known, when there's not that much pressure. Because once the light is on, oftentimes people can fall under pressure. People don't know how to act. That's why sometimes celebrities, you know, as they get bigger and bigger, they become very stressed out because they wasn't practicing certain discipline. And you can see that all across the board, you know, not only with celebrities, but preachers, whatever it may be, wherever you guys call you to be. It's important to, you know, practice. It's important to grind. It's important to continue to work on yourself, you know, while you can, while the spotlight is on you. Because once the spotlight is on you, it's so much harder. It's so much harder to grow. It's so much harder to one better. Not that it's not possible, but it's just like there's more pressure, you know, and the less pressure you have on yourself, you know, while you're growing, while you're grinding, while you're getting better, you know, it's much easier when you do have people, you know, when you have a team to lead, when you have a nation to lead, you know, it helps, you know, when you practice, you get rid of all these bad behaviors that could hinder you, you know, things that people have said, you know, that may rub you off the wrong way, you can correct it now, you know, while you're not known, while you're not, you know, like that's quote unquote the main idea, you know. Like I always said, you know, something I personally believe in is that money doesn't change people. Money just exposes who you are. So if there's things that you're struggling and you're not so much much proud of, you know, this is the time to work on. This is the time to get better with your finances. This is the time to learn how to control your anger. This is the time to learn how to become more patient. This is the time to get draw closer to God now, you know, when money, all this power, all this thing that you desire are not necessarily involved. Because once those things get involved, it'll be much harder to do so. It'll be much harder to stay focused on what is important, which is growing, you becoming a better person. And I think one of the great examples of this is King David. You know, King David, before he was a king, he was a shepherd. He took care of his sheep, and you can read in the Bible how he will, you know, save his sheep from the mouth of bears and lions and all these predators that will be after his sheep, that he will protect them. And I guess one thing that always, you know, amazed me about David's story is how, like, how humble he was. Like, he really was always working on himself and wanted to, like, work on himself and not necessarily didn't push himself to become well known. Like, he wasn't after the fame and all that. You know, he stayed grounded. He was very grounded to his roots. And even though he eventually did become king, he went through a whole lot of process that you can tell he was a humble man. He was grinding. He was, you know, meditating. He was trying to get closer to God during this time. And it paid off him, you know, when he became a king. You know, God was able to help him so many, win so many battles, even as a king, help rule the nation of Israel for a very long time. And when you think about it, is that he was focused on himself until the focus was him, you know. And when Prophet Samuel had came to anoint a new king, you know. You know, God told him to go to David's father's house, and, you know, all his brothers came out. And, like, of course, like any person, you know, we judge people based on their physical appearance, you know, first. you know, and, you know, just like Samuel, he's a human being. He judged his brothers based on their physical features. You know, they were strong, they were tall, you know, they were handsome, you know, all these different things. But their heart was not with God. They didn't have the right discipline. They didn't have the right character, you know, that God was looking for them to, for the, for him, for God to anoint them as kings to rule a nation, rule his own people. And if you read it, you know, if you read it here, you'll see that, you know, David was not in the lineup. So that's the thing. David was not even in the lineup at all. When Prophet Solomon came, like, he was not even in the lineup. He was not even considered. His dad didn't even think about him. Like, that's what I'm calling David, and that's what. And that's what it is. Some of us are grinding. Some of us are working hard, you know, and we're looking, we're hoping one day, and, you know, all this hard work will pay off, you know. And the truth is, you know, people are going to count you out. People are always going to overlook what you're doing. People are always going to not value what you're doing. But, you know, when God values you and when it's your time to shine, you know, you will shine. But you have to be prepared for the moment. You have to be prepared for the opportunity. You know, oftentimes people say opportunity comes once in a lifetime. And who knows, if David wasn't a great shepherd, he wasn't one after God's heart, and was not someone who constantly was working on himself to be a better person. You know, we can't, who knows if he would have been come the king still. And I guess we can quickly read 1 Samuel. First Samuel 16. I forgot what verse is this, but First Samuel 16:7-13. Well, the Lord says to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Jesse has seven sons passed before him, but Samuel said to him, 'The Lord has not chosen these.' So he asked Jesse, 'Are these all your sons you have? They're still youngest. He is tending the sheep.' Samuel said, 'Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.' So he sent for him and had brought him in. He was growing with health and had fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, 'Arise and anoint him. This is the one.' So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David." And you can see, you know, just like I said, his dad even counted him like worthy to even want to become a king. You know, his dad looked at him that he's young, you know, he's just a little boy that just tends to the sheep. You know, what can he know about ruling the nation, you know? But it's not what David knows, it's just about his heart posture to God, his heart posture to want to learn, you know, of humility. You can definitely, like, read David's story, you can see how humble he was. You know, he became, you know, what the Bible called the man after God's heart. And to always be a man after God's heart, you have to be humble. You have to be constantly seeking godly wisdom. And that's what David did. And, you know, God, you know, rose, like, you know, raised him up to a level that his father never thought he would get to, because he was just a young boy. He was the youngest. He tends sheep, and like, he was like his brothers who were part of the military, I believe. But even when you look at David's story, you continue to read it, you realize he continued to work on himself. You know, even when he fought Goliath, you know, him being able to fight bears and fight wolves and whatever to prepare his, these different predators to prepare his sheep, prepare him for the fight to God, because he understands if God was able to protect him, then God can definitely protect him from a man. And, you know, and he was able to defeat Goliath. And you look at the people, you know, God already raised him, God already, you know, anointed him as king. And then people start to acknowledge it. You know, oftentimes God will appoint you, God will already, you know, raise your status, raise who you are, but people may not recognize it at that moment. And I think that makes a lot of people fall because, you know, we want, you know, once God says something about us, we want it to happen immediately, but it may not happen immediately. You know, the Bible reminds us that a thousand years like a day in God's eyes. So you don't know, and you don't know when that promise is going to fulfill. You don't know, but all you can do is continue to grind. All you can do is continue to work on yourself, you know, continue to focus on you until the focus on you. And, you know, once you do that, you know, when opportunity comes, you know, when preparation meets opportunity, it only leads to success. And I can say that you can see that in David's life, that despite being counted out by his own family, but despite being counted out by his own brothers, you know, even the prophets, Prophet Samuel didn't even think of, you know, he looked at his brothers, they're tall, they're strong, they're older, you know, so they must know, have some quality of a king. But it was this young man, you know, David, you know, who was tending the sheep that became the king of Israel. It was this young man, David, who people were like scared for him to fight Goliath, but he was the one who had the courage to give, to defeat Goliath and give Israel peace. You know, he's the same man that Saul was after, but yet, you know, because through godly wisdom, God leading him, he spared his life and God, you know, handled Saul on his own. You know, so it just shows that, you know, it's important to just focus on God, you know, practice the things that you do now, because it's much easier to fix these things now compared to when you get bigger. You know, yes, David will make a lot of mistakes, you know, while he was king, but that doesn't change the fact that he was that one that worked on his skill. He was one that always tried to become better, always trying to be better, you know, and always try to do the right thing. And that's all we can do is try to do the right thing, always try to become the better version of ourselves, continue to evolve as a human being. But you never know when the opportunity comes. And like I said, opportunity comes once in a lifetime. And if you're not ready, you may miss an opportunity. And it's not that God was not answering you. Just like I said, it takes time for sometimes the gift, the promise that God has for us to take place. So that's pretty much all I have for today for you guys. I hope this blesses somebody. I hope you guys continue to stay focused on yourself until the focus is you. And see you guys next week.